John Eastman, Trump ally, of course, who tried to devise the plan to help overturn the election in 2020, is the driving force behind this. This is part of what he has said about birthright citizenship.
The 14th Amendment says you got to be born here. That's requirement one. But you got to be subject to the jurisdiction here as well and reside in a state. That means temporary visitors and certainly those who are here illegally are not covered by the automatic citizenship of the citizenship clause. And that was the way we understood it for about a century. And it kind of gradually, beginning in the 1950s or 60s, we moved away from that position.
How sound is that argument?
Pretty unsound. If you were to take his argument, for example, you could extrapolate that children of Confederate soldiers should not be citizens because they were not under the jurisdiction of the U.S. They're challenging that. So it really doesn't make much sense at all what he's saying. The plain meaning of the words are quite obvious. The very creation of the 14th Amendment was meant to combat racism. And really, implicitly, people who are challenging that clause are really espousing a racist viewpoint. It's very hard to get around that, no matter what sort of legal arguments you want to couch. Just because you have a legal argument doesn't mean it's not racist.